This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
Another day, another lawsuit filed against Apple. Researchers ask Meta to keep CrowdTangle online until after the 2024 elections. And DoorDash is testing drone delivery in Virginia. It's Friday, March 22nd, and this is Engadget News. The U.S. Department of Justice and more than a dozen states have filed a lawsuit against Apple in federal court, accusing it of violating antitrust laws by making its hardware and software products largely inaccessible to competitors. Apple's walled garden approach to business, as it's so often called, makes it difficult for rivals to compete and for customers to switch to other companies' products. The lawsuit comes on the heels of the European Commission slapping Apple with the equivalent of a $1.95 billion fine. Apple, the commission concluded, prevented music streaming developers from informing iOS users about alternative and cheaper music subscription services available outside the App Store. The complaint alleges that Apple has illegally monopolized the software app market, with the DOJ suggesting that the company used its control over iOS to block innovative apps and cloud streaming services from the public. The suit also suggests that Apple has made it harder for Android messages to appear on iPhones, obstructed rival payment platforms, and restricted how competing smartphones integrated with iOS devices. Apple has issued a statement regarding the suit, suggesting that it would hinder its ability to make the types of gadgets and software that made it one of the most valuable companies in the world. The company also said the lawsuit, if successful, would set a dangerous precedent, empowering the government to take a heavy hand in designing people's technology. The New York Times first reported that the DOJ, which was apparently approaching the conclusion of a probe into the company, could file a sweeping antitrust case against Apple back in January. While the department initially focused on the strategies the company took to protect the iPhone's dominance, it reportedly expanded its investigation scope to cover other aspects of Apple's business. According to the Times, the DOJ also looked into how the Apple Watch is capable of deeper integration with the iPhone than rival wearables, and the fact that competing operating systems cannot access the company's iMessage service. The Mozilla Foundation and dozens of other research and advocacy groups are pushing back on Meta's decision to shut down its research tool, CrowdTangle, later this year. In an open letter, the group calls on Meta to keep CrowdTangle online until after 2024 elections, saying that it will harm their ability to track election misinformation in a year where approximately half the world's population are slated to vote. The letter, published by the Mozilla Foundation and signed by 90 groups as well as the former CEO of CrowdTangle, comes 1 week after Meta confirmed it would shut down the tool in August 2024. CrowdTangle has long been a source of frustration for Meta. It allows researchers, journalists, and other groups to track how content is spreading across Facebook and Instagram. It's also often cited by journalists in unflattering stories about Facebook and Instagram. For example, Engadget relied on CrowdTangle in an investigation into why Facebook gaming was overrun with spam and pirated content in 2022. Crowd's angle was also the source for Facebook's Top 10, a now-defunct Twitter bot that posted daily updates on the most interacted with Facebook posts containing links. The project, created by a New York Times reporter, regularly showed far-right and conservative pages overperforming, leading Facebook executives to argue the data was not an accurate representation of what was actually popular on the platform. With CrowdTangle set to shut down, Meta is instead highlighting a new program called the Meta Content Library, which provides researchers with new tools to access publicly accessible data in a streamlined way. The company has said it's more powerful than what CrowdTangle enabled, but it's also much more strictly controlled. Researchers from nonprofits and academic institutions must apply and be approved in order to access it. And since the vast majority of newsrooms are for-profit entities, most journalists will be automatically ineligible for access. It's not clear if Meta would allow reporters at nonprofit newsrooms to use the content library.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
DoorDash just announced the launch of a drone delivery pilot program in partnership with Alphabet's Wing. The testing began in Christiansburg, Virginia, with an approximate population of 22,000, and is limited to only eligible items from fast food chain Wendy's. There's only one affiliated Wendy's location, but local consumers should see a Deliver by Drone tab on the DoorDash checkout page. The company says orders should arrive in 30 minutes or less, making high-flying drones about as fast as a standard pizza delivery in the 1980s. DoorDash also says that Wendy's is just the first restaurant partner, suggesting that more are on the way. The company believes that drones will offer more efficient, sustainable, and convenient delivery options for consumers. To that end, the online food delivery platform plans on opening up the program to more U.S. cities throughout the year. If all of this sounds eerily familiar, well, you're not imagining things. These types of pilot programs have been popping up all over the place. This isn't even DoorDash and Wing's first partnership. The companies teamed up in 2022 to do something similar in Australia. That program was a success, eventually expanding to 60 participating restaurants in Queensland. Wing is the clear leader in this field. The company recently began offering drone deliveries from Walmart to Dallas consumers. Earlier this year, Wing unveiled a new delivery drone that reaches speeds of 65 miles per hour with a maximum payload capacity of 5 pounds. That's a little quick math here, nearly 6 Wendy's Baconators. Thanks for listening. There's more to these stories and additional articles at Engadget.com. This episode featured journalism by Mariella Moon, Carissa Bell, and Lawrence Bonk, and was produced by Spoken Layer. Enjoy your weekend. I'll be back Monday with more tech news from Engadget.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.